Coming to you live from Central Texas, it's Let's Talk with your host, Eric Jackson. So just sit back, relax, and enjoy the great conversation. And now, here's the host of Let's Talk, Eric Jackson! All right. Good afternoon and happy Monday to you out there. And welcome to Let's Talk on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Eric Jackson. And it's Monday, y'all. It's Monday. That's right. But before we get started with anything else, first thing I want to say is, you know, our prayers and hope go out to those on the East Coast right now that's battling the big hurricane that's coming through there. Yes, you know. Being someone who's done been through a couple as a kid and as an adult, they really nothing to play with. So we still send our prayers and hope everybody come out alive and fine. You know, you can always replace property, which is hard to you can't replace life. So, you know, that's a good thing. All right. Now, hey, y'all, how y'all doing out there? It's been a great day. Guest 2679, welcome. Hey. Check this out, y'all. It's been a weekend, right? It's been a long weekend. And we have quite a few things to talk about. Today is Open Mic Monday, so if you got something you want to talk about, that's no problem. Just call in. Jump in the chat room. Whatever you want to do. You can call me at 347-838-8622. Email me, ericletstalk@gmail.com. Sign into your local media site, Facebook, MySpace, MessageGram, whatever you're using out there, and just log into the chat room, and we can talk right there also. And, of course, you can follow me on Twitter at Driven4Life62, and just spell out the word for, F-O-R, and we can communicate that way as well. Now, before we get started, y'all know I always have to play one little commercial that I got right now. Hey, I got to play it, y'all, okay? That's who paying my bill every month, so I got to pay it. Play it. All right, y'all. Oh, let's get some taste more like barbecue and snack bar in here, and I'll see y'all about a minute and a half, and we're going to get started with today's show. Hey, Colleen Fort Hood, are you looking for some down-home smoked barbecue? Meat so tender it falls off the bone? If so, I have the perfect place for you. Taste Like More Barbecue and Snack Bar, located at 1015 Adams Avenue, just 2 minutes from the Fort Hood East Gate. They're open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. The menu includes barbecue ribs, chicken, mouth-watering brisket, macaroni and cheese, potato salad, coleslaw, baked beans, collard greens, rice and beans. They also have regular tea. They also have Kool-Aid. Yes, y'all, Kool-Aid, the red Kool-Aid, you hear me? Oh, yeah, and all the food is prepared daily. That's what I'm talking about. You have trouble getting off of work and going to sit down and eat, no problem. They take call-in orders. Just give them a call, 254-213-9660. Tastes Like More Barbecue and Snack Bar. Woo! Barbecue so good, makes you want to come back for more. Check them out. All right. That was Taste More Like Barbecue and Snack Bar. Hey, check this out. The food is outstanding, man. It's really good. So you're in the Killeen Fort Hood area. Make sure you stop by and see Mr. Chisholm. Hey, he's a veteran. He gives 10% discount on military and student IDs. So you know what? Stop by and see him, and he'd be glad to have you. Hey, tell him I sent you. You get some of that free Kool-Aid, that red Kool-Aid. Can't beat the red Kool-Aid now. Yeah, that's what I always say. You can't beat the red Kool-Aid. Ain't nothing like the red Kool-Aid. All right, now, you know, looking at this from the weekend to now, there's some things going on here in the world that we really need to talk about. You know, and first we're going to talk about this weather. Not only do we have a hurricane beating up on the East Coast, did you know there were many earthquakes? That's right. In Arkansas, I think on the other side of California also, if I read correctly today. So that means to tell you, man, there's some stuff going on. That's why you have to stay aware of what's going on around you. You know, not just in your local area, man. You have to be looking around everywhere because you just don't know. Don't know what's going to happen. You be walking somewhere, you walk right into a manhole, a big old sinkhole, because you're not paying attention to what's going on. So please pay attention because the weather is not doing nothing nice. Nothing nice out there. You know, and speaking of the weather, you know, I remember back when Katrina was going through New Orleans. And I think this hurricane here made me think about it a little bit. And how some of the so-called religious fanatics were saying that that was punishment for what was going on in those cities or in that area of the country. Now, I don't know how many of you feel about that, but I don't think you never should use any, you know, type of disaster for your own personal religious beliefs to try and make a point. That's just downright not good. Okay? So, for those of you out there thinking it, get over that mess because it's not the way you're supposed to be. Okay? It is what it is. Now, as we do on Go Every Show, we talk about some things that's going through around the country. Like I said, today is Open Mic Monday, so if you want to talk about something, I ain't got no problem. Call me and talk. It's a good day, y'all. It's a good day. I don't feel like... Look, let me be honest with y'all. Today is my day, okay? I am not trying to do a lot of talking today. So I can party later on tonight. So y'all want to talk about some things, come on, call me, okay? Okay. Now, if you call me and ask me, I'll tell you why today is my day. But if you don't call and ask me, I'm not going to tell you. And tell you why I don't feel like talking. All right? All right. Now, moving on to some things going on here in the news. There's a poll. Slim U.S. majority has prejudice against blacks. Okay. A new Associated Press poll finds that 4 years after President Obama was elected, attitudes as far as race has not improved. Now, did we really need to did we really need somebody to tell us that? Really? Racial attitudes have not improved. A slight majority of Americans now express prejudice towards blacks. Okay. Those are the ones that are actually telling the truth, right? Well, what about everybody else? You know, I'm curious as to, just besides that, who else who else got prejudice toward blacks? Racial prejudice has increased slightly since 2008. That's right. Since 2008. That's what? Almost when the president was elected. Interesting. 51% of Americans now express explicit anti-black attitudes, compared with 48% in a similar 2008 survey. When measured by implicit racial attitudes test, the number of Americans with anti-black sentiments jumped to 56%, up from 49% during the last presidential election. In both tests now, the share of Americans expressing pro-black attitudes fell. Now, I'm going to go back to the topic of this one more time. So we can, you know, y'all understand this. Slim U.S. majority has prejudice against blacks. But it says 51% of Americans. Don't you think that's a little bit more than just slim? 51% of Americans. 51%. If I remember, I went to school, right? 50% meant half, right? I guess it depends on how many people you ask. Right? Wow. And then, you know, just when measured by just our actual racial test, it goes up to 56%. Up from 49%. So it was already close anyway. So that just pushed it over the edge, right? We got to do something better in this country, y'all. Something's got to be done better. You know, it's what, 2012, and we still talking about this? Why? Why are we still talking about this? That's why we won't ever be as successful as we need to be, because it's just, we just can't get along. You just can't get along. Now, we gonna leave it. Look, most Americans express anti-Hispanic sentiments too. Now, in a survey, AP survey done in 2011, 52% of non-Hispanic whites express anti-Hispanic attitudes. That figure rose to 57% in the implicit test. Now, so what we're saying is, y'all check this out now. We have 56% don't like blacks, 57% don't like Hispanics. Why the hell is that? We live in America, supposed to be the land of the free. Huh? Supposed to be the greatest nation on the world, but yet we still have all this dislike for each other? Why is that? 51% now of Americans. 51%. You know, and those are the ones that just don't like the black folk. Then you got another, 57% don't like Hispanic? Now, I mean, it's not something I'm making up, man. It's right there in the news. And you know what? I didn't find this on the back page. I found this right here on the front pages. Only thing you had to do was look. That's right. All you had to do was look at it. But you know what? It's okay. It's okay. We know what we have to do. It's a shame that in 2012 we still talking about racial people having race problems with each other, because we shouldn't be having to go through that. Hey, Miss Lewis, I see y'all there. Teresa, glad you can join me. No, how would y'all feel about that idea? Huh? Give me a call, 347-838-8622. Give me a call and tell me what you feel about this here. Huh? 51% of Americans now express they have anti-black attitudes. Now, when it was given a direct test, it jumped to 56%. Against black folk. Against black folk. What y'all think about that? How y'all feeling about that? 57% against Hispanics. So, you mean to tell me the only people of color out there is just the black folk and the Hispanics? Or are we the only ones that pose a threat? Now, if I remember correctly the way things are going, I don't think too many of us is considering black folk a threat right now. Oh, let's see. I got some conversation going on in the chat room already. It says, so true, in this day and age, we should be coming together and not continue to separate and down each other. That's right. That's right, Teresa. Without a doubt, why are we going through this? This is something that we shouldn't even be discussing right now. You know, we have you know what? And it kind of helps you understand what's going on in our government, doesn't it? Really, let's think about this thing. Let's talk about this now. It really makes you understand. You got a black man in office, so if over half of America has an anti-black attitude, what you think he's going through up there in Washington, D.C.? They're trying to get something passed. I mean, let's be honest about this thing. It's right here. You know, if y'all want me to put the link in there so you can go and read it, I'll be more than happy to. Yes, it's a crazy thing. Now, like I told y'all before, I really don't feel like doing a lot of talking. Hey, Tiro, glad you can join. I want to do a lot of talking. So if y'all want to join in conversation today, 347-838-8622, email me, ericletstalk@gmail.com, or join me in the chat room. And we can there also. Now, today is my day, so if you call me and ask me, I'll tell you why it's my day. But if you don't call and ask me, I can't tell you why I don't feel like talking and why it's my day. Hey, it's not a bad thing. I'm just saying. But anyway. Anyway, back to what I was talking about. So, we got an election coming up right now. And after reading this right here, it kind of puts the exclamation point on why all this changing in voting habits are taking place. Wouldn't you agree? You know, it's not like they're hiding their hand. You see, Teresa said, I think a lot of people live out of fear and fear of the unknown. You know, Teresa, that's fine. But let's look at this thing. Fear out of unknown. We've been living together for long enough to where it shouldn't be an unknown. I mean, really? Really? This is just crazy. You know, it's like we can fight together. We can go to war together, right? We can die together. But you mean to tell me if we ain't at war or fighting together, then we just don't like each other. Is that basically what is that what it's all about? What's crazy? What do you mean? What do I mean is, I guess you came in at the back end of this little segment here. Okay, I'll tell you what I mean. In a recent poll, okay, it says a slim U.S. majority has prejudice against blacks. Okay. 51% of Americans now express explicit anti-black attitudes, all right, compared to 48% in a similar 2008 survey. Now, when these people were asked directly how they felt, it jumped to 56%. 56%. Yes, that's horrible. You know, Teresa, I think media has a wonderful way of distorting the situations going on in the world and showcasing all the bad things. And yeah, that's true. That is true. But don't you think, besides the media, don't you think we kind of add to it a little bit? And I'm going to tell you why I say that. This is what I'm talking about here. You know, like in cases of Trayvon Martin, for instance. You know, the media, yes, it was some crookedness going on there, okay? Well, I'm not going to say he's guilty. I'm not going to say he's innocent. But the way it got blown out of proportion and the way it pitted, you know, people against each other, and then next thing you know, it became a race thing. You see what I'm saying? And some people really don't think about it. You know, they just, it's just natural to them. It really is. It's just natural. Let's see. I want to, let's see, Tiro said, I see no color. Teresa said, I want to know what white means by their definition because I am not white. I am, as are everyone else, I see much more than the color of my skin. That is such limited thinking. But you know what, Teresa? Here's the thing. Here's the thing about that. This country was raised on that premise of that way of thinking. Let's really think about this. It really was. Now, if you go all the way back to slavery, and when the Europeans first came over with the Indians, you know, automatically the color of your skin became an important part of what your status was. And, you know, over the years, you know, we say, yeah, we made some great strides and we done this and we did that. But in the end, it always comes back to the same thing. One group of people has to be better than the other. It's just the way it is. You know, Tira said, I was raised in a very racist family, but never understood how they could be that way considering they were. Okay. Teresa said, yes, but we should, as you say, have graduated and been through a long college career by this time in our era. And that is so true. I mean, okay, let's be real. We already know we're not going to, they were Christians. Now, Tiro, that's a whole nother thing that we can get into. But my point was, you know, our only, how can I put it this way? The only way, you know, I was talking about this with somebody the other day, and basically the only way we can fight this thing and actually hopefully get over with it is eventually they all just die out. But see, here's the thing about them dying out. They always leave somebody left behind. You know, because, you know, they leave somebody behind. So if we hoping they die out, which is a, you know, I hate to say that, but then, you know, that from generation, certain things are passed on from generation to generation. And if no one sees fit to change it, then it's going to continue. You know, I got another text said, I don't understand how the percentage of interracial racist marriages can be so high in the U.S. and racism is so prevalent. And I'm going to tell you why. I don't know about that. Those who think like that teach their kids to believe the same way. Okay. That's a conversation going on. This is one of them. Now, here's what's going on. I think as more young people, and this is one of the reasons why I believe that there should be some kind of mandatory military service required. Okay? I'm just going to tell you why. Because around most military bases and posts, as far as color, there really is none. You see more interracial couples than anything else. And this is the reason why. These guys got to go out there and fight. We sit in foxholes together. We go through the mud together. We have to sleep in raggedy-ass trucks together. You know, you learn how to work with each other. You learn that everybody's not as bad as other people say. So going to the military at least once or 2 years is not a bad option. And maybe we can curb some of this way of thinking that we have going on. Once again, you know, I'm just letting my point of view be known. Now, if you have a different point of view, no problem. No problem. Let me know. I'm reading some things in the chat room here because we got a pretty good conversation going on. Tyrell said, God created everyone the same. This is what, I mean, I don't know what happened here. Oh, they typing faster than I can read it. you can't just wait until a certain race dies out. The older generation who were racist for whatever their reason, they spread it to those around them that will listen and live it on through them. And that's true. That is true. And that's my point. Let's change some of this. Let's change some of this. You know, it's let's put their behinds in the military. But some of us didn't listen. You know, and we got to do something. This is 2000, and this survey was done, what, 2011 for the Hispanics? 2011. So you got the blacks and the Hispanics are the only ones that people not liking around here. That is not right. Let's not be not liking people anyway. You know, it's like you did. Oh, man. This 2012, people, let's get it together. But some of us didn't listen. Let's move on and accept all races of people who are American-born people. What is the resolution instead of going in circles with this nonsense? So what is the resolution? You're right. What is the resolution? What is the resolution? What is it that we have to do to make this thing better besides teach and teach and teach? And hopefully it'll grab hold. And you know what, Tiro, you said something else that really really made a point. You said, and there was racism and we're supposed to be Christian. Now, you know, when it first came to the country, under that same premise, they decided they had to purify everybody to become Christians. That's right. So as far as them being Christian and the way they're thinking goes hand in hand. You know, Teresa said that people think they are going to take their jobs for less money and putting the rest of us out of business and caring for our families in our own country. They were wrong, so wrong. You're right. And let me tell you something about that. Okay, wait a minute. I got a text. As a Christian, I too don't understand how anyone can say they love God or call themselves a child of God but have hate in their hearts for a person because of the color of their skin. But yet, when they first came over, that what they were dealing with, right? That's the premise of converting everybody to Christianity, because their religion was the better religion. Now, somebody correct me if I'm wrong. And Tyra says, it says in the Bible, to love your neighbor. So, Tyra, that's a good question. Who is your neighbor? You get to pick your neighbor, right? You get to pick who you want to like and who you want to live next to you. It was back in the day. In some places, nobody could, you know, only certain colors could live in certain parts of the town. Tyra say, anyone you come in contact with is your neighbor. That's right. It should be. Should be your neighbor considered your brother. But, you know, we don't even go through that route anymore. And I'm going to tell you why. In some parts of the cities, probably in your city just like in mine, some parts you go in, and I've seen this now, so don't say it's wrong. And you have somebody sitting in a car, and a black guy walk by or a Hispanic walk by, you hear the locks go down in the car. Click, click, click. You know? Now, this person just walking by, ain't thinking about you. Or you walking by and they grab their purse. You know, and it's not subtle. It's done so you can see it. And that's what I'm saying about this race right here. This is not something they doing, you know, undercover. They're not hiding it. We already know this. We see it. We've witnessed this for the last 3 years. I do that with any color depending on where I am. Well, that's a good thing. I would hope so, the way these clowns run here stealing stuff, taking your things. But, I mean, don't do it just for one color and think everything is all right. There are just as many white and other races who commit crimes. That's true. That's true. But let's get back on this Christianity thing, because I really want to hit that. Because how can they say, you up there, you go to Bible study, you go to church every Sunday. And the first thing come out your mouth as soon as you walk out that church and you see somebody another color is a slur. But you the best Christian walking around. You the first one to wave your Bible at somebody. You the top Bible thumper. And you main one teaching some wrong things out there. Y'all, I told y'all I ain't want to talk today. Y'all, come on now. Help me out. Tell me, I ain't want to talk today. No one is perfect. If they were, wouldn't have to go to church. You know what? If they were perfect, wouldn't be on this earth. Now, that's all I'm saying about that. Okay? But that was just a recent poll there, y'all. That's a poll. A sin is a sin is a sin. Well, that's what they say. That's what they say. I mean, amen, Miss Lewis says. That's what they say. That's all I can say about that. Anybody want me to put that link in the chat room? If you do, let me know. I can place it in there for you so you can check it out yourself. And it is a sin to be cruel to others. You know, it's a sin to be cruel to others. It's a sin to think wrong about others. I mean, we do it because nobody's perfect. But in a certain instance, you have, I'm going to keep going back to this little thing I'm talking about right now. You have a black president. You got the Congress is mostly considered white men. And every time the black president try to pass a law or a bill, the white men try and kill it. You know how many times they tried to kill Obamacare? 33 times. 33 times. Why? No, it just doesn't make sense. But first thing, nothing changes. Nothing is. Of course, because nobody's working with the man. Okay, we're going to move on from that because, see, love is patient. Love is kind. Hey, that was a song, wasn't it? Tyra saying it does not please God when we abuse others. You know what? You're right. You're absolutely right. And you know what? He doesn't like it. Well, that goes back to what I was saying earlier. We're talking about Obama is a different story. I don't think it's about his race. Well, Okay. Now, Tiro, if 51% of Americans have anti-black attitudes, okay, and that's up from 48 in 2008, but if you ask them directly, 56% up from 49% last presidential race, and you don't think it's about his race, what is it about then? I think it's more about what he... Okay, let's get into this a little bit. What is it that he believes, Tiro? Like in full-term abortions. Full-term abortions is lies. Okay. All right. See, we getting somewhere today. All right. Okay, so his lies. What type of lies are we speaking of here? So let's get into it. We get into politics, and it will take this whole mother another direction. Hey, you know, Teresa, it is Open Mic Monday. And I tell everybody, no topic is off limits on my show. You know, so if we want to talk about it, we can talk about it. Okay. Now, you say his birth certificate. Well, let's look at that thing. Now, this man has been a senator, an alderman, and he just didn't get there. So you mean to tell me in this whole time nobody bothered to check his birth certificate? Why didn't he want to show it? Why should he show it? He the president of the United States. That's like if you owned a business. That's like if you owned your own business and they wanted you to show how you got your start. And if you didn't want to, then what? I mean, really, you on this birth certificate thing, you sounding like Donald Trump now. Like the other day with this these school records and things. Really? And you going to tell me that it has nothing to do with race? Nobody asked George Bush for his birth certificate, and we knew he was an idiot. Nobody asked him for his school records. We knew he was an idiot. Nobody asked him for his military records that we know he didn't go into. Now, of course, why not? Because it was a distraction. It made no freaking sense. And we need an American. So now you're saying he's not American. Now you buying into the same thing the folk was talking about earlier, before, up top. You falling. Now you just said you believe in whatever, but you falling into the same thing. If he's not American, what is he? Please explain that to me. If he's not an American president, he's up there in office, been there for, what, three and a half years now? What is he? Besides the president of the United States, what is he if he's not an American president? Please answer that for me. This man is the leader of the free world, as they say. He don't have to show his birth certificate to nobody he don't want to. Nobody. He's already there. He's in office. Okay, you keep giving me generosities, a mistake for our country. Why? Because he wouldn't show his birth certificate? Oh, yes, he does. Oh, yes, he does. What? See, you know what? He is our president. He owes us the truth when asked. Now, see, I was on my friend's show, Tony's show, earlier today, and Teresa with me, and we discussed this thing. Everybody keeps saying they want the truth. They want this. They want that. You want transparency. You want this. Let me tell y'all something. You don't really want to know what's really going on in Washington. I don't care who the president is. You don't want to know. Your little feeble minds, our little feeble minds couldn't handle it. If you knew everything that went on around the world, in this country, in that White House, in the state, you would drive you crazy. Let's be honest. You don't want to know everything. It's easy. You lie like, Miss Lewis, are you telling me I'm lying? Yes, Tiro, you can call in. Like I say, 347-838-8622. You can't handle the truth. Miss Lewis, are you speaking with me? Let's see, you need to call me too then. Y'all come on, call me. I'm having fun today. Come on. Call me. 347-838-8622. Let's get it on. I think a lot of people think that if he is the president, he should not feel the need to hide anything either. And by saying, no, I don't need to show. Well, you know what, Teresa, and here's my point. I can see if he was running for president, but the man had been in office, what, 2 years already? 2 years. He was a state senator. Don't you think that would have been why, when he had other things going on, more importantly than listening to Donald Trump about a birth certificate? In that case, Ron, I mean, you know, it's like going tit for tat. If then people assume that he is not being truthful, it can all go both ways, but I don't think it originally was based on race, in my opinion, anyway. Okay, all right. That's a good thing. I have no problem with that. All right, let me see. Hey, yo, let's talk. What's on your mind?
This is T-Ro.
Well,
how are
T-Ro?
You?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I am blessed.
Oh, very good. Very good. So what's going on with you?
Well, what's going on with you?
I have a message. If he wasn't black, would people still be asking for his birth certificate?
Oh, yes.
Oh, really?
I think every president has to show certain things that, you know, their birth certificate, where they were born. You know, there's certain things that we need to know about the person that we're going to have to run our country.
Okay.
And we have someone in there who's trying to take God out of our country. In fact, the Democratic, the DNC, when they went to, what was it, Georgia, I think? Yeah, it was Georgia. The people in Georgia tried to make welcoming baskets, nothing political in them, just to help them out. And do you know that they were not allowed to do it because they were affiliated with a church and they did not agree with President Obama's pro-life choices. But when the Muslims came, they were allowed to do their holy prayers right there, then and there, and they got national coverage for it, and they were allowed to be a part of it. They were not shunned. But the Christian churches who were just offering their hospitality was not. Now, what does that say about our president? That, you know, one group of people can do something and the other people can't? And about his birth certificate. He was asked many times, to show his official birth certificate. He did not want to do it. He fought against it for a long time. If he fights against it, then that makes people think, oh, is he trying to hide something?
Well.
And there was a big to-do about it. I'm subscribed to the White House on YouTube, so I get every video or anything that goes on at the White House, any kind of meeting, I get it on my YouTube. So I listen to a lot of it. And sometimes I'm really appalled, especially when it comes to full-term abortions. That means that someone who is 9 months pregnant can go to the hospital and have that baby aborted. Now, that is not just an embryo. That is a real child. And when that child is born, you know what they do? They take a needle and stab it in his head and then throw them in the trash can. And sometimes they're not dead right away. There have been numerous nurses who have gone and held those babies till they died, and then they have quit their jobs. Now, that's not right. That point right there tells me that he should not be a president.
Okay, just that one point there. Okay, well.
Yes, well, there's many others, but that one right there is a no-brainer for me. If you want to kill a child, you have up to a certain amount of time when you can do it, and it is not hurtful to the, well, I can't say it's not hurtful, but
okay.
It's okay. But to allow someone to go 9 months to carry a full-term baby and then have it and then kill it by stabbing it in the head or sucking out its brains and throw it into a trash can? He passed that bill. He was the one that passed that. Is that right?
Okay. Now, let's go back to something you said first. Okay. Number one, as far as the birth certificate, I got a couple of comments in the chat room that said, does it matter that if he shows it or not? Let's see.
If he has to.
And let's see. It says, she's comparing baskets to prayer. He had to show all regard to darkness before he became a candidate, which is true. And that's my point exactly. Why were they making such a big thing? And he had to show up before he even became a candidate. He was a
state
senator.
But he didn't show the real one. He admitted that later on. Finally, it's been like maybe a year ago, he did finally show the real one. And it proved that he was not an American-born president. And we have to have American-born presidents. We don't want presidents from, from Afghanistan or, all this. We don't want presidents from there. This is the United States of America that was founded on certain principles, one of them being God, which is not allowed to even be a part of the whole thing.
What do you mean the whole thing?
Well, we're not allowed to pray in the schools anymore. They want to take God out of the Constitution, God and country. They want to take all of that out of there. And that's what our country was founded on, some of those things. Even in the court systems, because I go to court quite often with people. When you have to get up and say, your little ditty about, I swear to the truth, so help me God. You don't have to say that part no more, so help me God.
Well, yeah. But, was that on him? I think that was done way before he came in office.
But he had a chance to change that. But he's taking God out of everywhere.
Wait a minute. How are you saying he's taking God out of everywhere?
Because he's signed some of the documentations, some of the bills that have promoted those things.
Promoted something that was already in place that your probably senators signed also, right? What state are you from?
It very well be our senators did, but the president of the United States has the final say. He has the final say that says, okay, I'm not going to go for that because God has been a part of this country for how many years, ever since the Constitution was made, and now we want to say, no, God cannot be a part of it, but we want to bring in people from Afghanistan and some of those other places, people who came to our country and blew up, the towers, who want to kill people who their children are trained from a very, very young age to kill. We want to let them in our country, and then possibly maybe one of them may be really smart enough to get into running for president, and we could have one of them run our country. Is that what we want? Is the New World Order, where we're all a big, happy country? Those countries are not happy countries. They don't care. They don't care about human life. They don't care about human life. And if we have a president who doesn't care about human life, and that's proven with what he thinks about full-term abortions. He doesn't care about human life and what we do with it.
Okay. Now, you know what? And I said I didn't want to talk today because I didn't want to talk today. But okay, here we go.
I knew I could get you.
Yeah, uh-huh. Now, number one.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Where was the president born if he's not an American-born president?
I have to look it up. I can't remember.
If I'm not mistaken, when they did produce it, it said Hawaii, didn't it? The last time I checked, Hawaii was a part of the United States.
But was it a part of the United States when he was born?
I'm quite sure it was. The president is not that old.
You know what, though? I don't think it was Hawaii because, for one thing, and I know I don't I don't like to judge people according to their race and religion and all that, but he is a Muslim.
They
have some beliefs.
Did he come out and say he was a Muslim?
Oh, yes.
When?
Yes, he has admitted it.
When?
Like I said, I don't know. I can look it up on my computer.
Yeah, I need you to look
that
up. Yeah,
okay.
And send that to me.
Okay. How many people in the chat room know that he is a Muslim?
All right, chat room, that's a question for y'all. Have y'all heard the president state that he is a Muslim? Now, I don't remember how. I'm sure if he would have said it, it would have been all over the place. So I want y'all to check that out for me. Let me know. Now, let's go back to the abortion thing. So you don't have a problem with them, with someone having an abortion up until that 9 week, 21 week period. But it's just you have a problem with him with abortions if it has to go full term.
No, I have a problem with abortion totally. But to let it extend past a certain time that I don't even really like anyway, to have a, because they've always used the excuse, well, it's not really a baby yet. It's what they say, you know, when you have that 3 month period. It's not really a baby yet, it's just an embryo. Well, have you seen pictures of a baby even at 3 weeks? Have you seen any of those pictures? Because it's starting to have hands and feet. But to extend that, do you have children?
Yes, I do.
Can I ask how old you are?
I'm over 40.
Okay, well, I'm over 50.
Okay.
And I have grandchildren, and I have three children of my own. And I just cannot imagine someone who has a full-term baby inside of them. That's murdering a human life. It has everything it needs to think, to breathe, to do everything. And you want to let it be born and kill its brain so that it will die and throw that human life in a trash can as though it means absolutely nothing.
What? Okay.
No, now, tell me how you feel about that.
How do I feel about that?
Yes.
You know, okay,
if it was your wife or your sister and they did that and threw that baby in the trash can, your family.
Okay. Well, you know what? I'm about to piss some people off when I'm about to say this. It's their choice. If that's what they want to do, that's what they want to do.
You know why it is their choice?
Because it's their bodies.
No. It didn't used to be their choice to do that.
Yeah, and that's where the problem came from.
It wasn't allowed.
Oh, so you say it shouldn't be allowed now?
It shouldn't ever have been allowed.
Okay.
I got a couple
for you. It says, I'm not for abortions, but no stretch of the imagination. But Casey Anthony not only carried her daughter full term, she had her child and then killed her.
And
that's wrong.
So
it's okay that's wrong.
Anytime we kill anyone, it's wrong.
Okay. Now, anytime we kill anybody,
even in the jails,
wrong.
At least when they're killing criminals who have done heinous crimes, they do it in a manner that it doesn't hurt them. You think these babies don't feel that pain when they have a knife or something jabbed into their brain?
Well, you know, apparently you really feel strong about this subject. And I'm not going to go against you because it's America and, you know, that's what we meant to talk about. But at the same token, you know, all just because it's full term don't mean it cannot be harmful to the child or the mother to where it may need to be aborted. You know, and I mean, let's be honest about this. And okay, I don't see anyone who is actually going to go full term and everything is good with the baby. You know, now what should happen, and I'm just going to put it out there. You know, if you're a single parent or a single mother and you just popping babies out, then yes, you shouldn't be allowed to have children. after a certain amount. After the first one, probably, if you can't take care of it. Now, I'm just going to put that out there. Everybody get mad at me, get mad at me. But that's how I feel. But as far as this, you know, you give a very very gruesome and sorrow story about it. But, so it's all right to kill a child because the parent is. No, what I'm saying is, if you got a parent that keep bringing children in this country and they have to live in poverty because the mother can't take care of them, why are you bringing the kids in? That's what I'm saying. Adoption.
Well, then something needs to be done about.
Adoption. Okay, now you're saying adoption. Well, let's talk about adoption then.
Yeah, let's
How many kids in America are being adopted? Even the people who really can take care of them, the superstars, where they adopting from? Ain't they not adopting in this country? They going to come in from out of the country and adopting kids. So let's talk about adoption.
I have a friend who has adopted four children.
Four children.
I have another friend. In fact, I was in labor with this girl because I help girls in labor and delivery and women in crisis and all that kind of stuff. I've been with those women who have decided to carry those children and give them up because they don't believe in killing a human life. I've seen lots of them. Lots of them.
Okay. Here's another point that was brought to my attention. So, in other words, what you're saying, we shouldn't allow them to have full term. We shouldn't allow abortions at all, full term or, you know, the midterm abortions or nothing like that, correct?
That's how I feel.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. Now, here's my question.
No,
so, how if huh? So, if that's the case, then how do we stop them from going out and having illegal abortions and end up killing the baby and the mama then?
That has really stopped a lot because it's abortion these days. But at least we had some type of guideline.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I don't like it,
mm-hmm.
you know, they had up to so many weeks to get an abortion. But Obama, when he comes in, he says, no, let's just go ahead and give them a choice.
What's wrong with
carry a child that many months if you're gonna just kill it?
And you know what? I need to really get a medical book and look at that because I don't know too many doctors that's gonna recommend a full term abortion without something being wrong with the mother or the child. I can't see that.
Let me find an article here.
But the answer to your earlier question, the state of Hawaii, Hawaii became a state in August 21st, 1959. Okay, the president was born August 1961.
Okay, look, I'm going to pull
August 4th, August 4th, 1961. So by that means he was already a citizen. He was born in the United States.
Okay, hang on. I'm trying to pull up something for you here. Am I still in the chat room? Because a lot of times when I look stuff up on my...
Yeah, you're in the chat room as well.
Okay, good. Okay.
Now,
you're going to hate me. No.
No. Everybody's show is called Let's Talk. That's what we do. We talk about things here. Now, you know,
I don't get mad or anything at the person that I'm talking to, okay? I just like to... tell what I feel, you know, what I think is right and what I think is wrong.
And then, and you know what, while you're looking it up, let's talk about something else you said. You said, number one, the president is a Christian. He's not a Muslim, all right? And number two, as far as the terrorists coming to town, coming into the country, now let me explain something to you. At the time, George W. Bush and his vice president, Cheney, they had more hands in the Arab nation than anybody else in this country. Okay? They were friends with these people. They were friends, and they all friends in oil.
Well, yeah. I mean,
and you know
all,
what happened? No, listen
now.
You know what
they
happened?
Are.
You know what happened when them towers got attacked? You know who flew out of this country? The only plane that left this country that day? Do you want to know who it was? Osama bin Laden.
Yeah, and then he writes a letter.
Say
also,
what?
after that happens, he writes a letter stating, I had nothing to do with that.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, I've been watching a lot of stuff and researching the 9/11.
Well, you know what? You know what? We're finna get into the conspiracy theories now. Because you know what? You're right. He didn't have anything to do it, but they had to blame it on somebody. See, now,
that's
if
right.
you want to now if you want to blame something on the government and on and not this administration but the other administration, then you can blame that on them. That's who decided they wanted to do all these great changes to, for the Christian belief.
I don't think it's just for the Christian belief.
What do you think it was for then? What was
I think
it for?
Everyone. I think there are a lot of people.
Oh, now wait a minute now. Now that was for everyone. But President Obama do something, and it's just for Muslims, even though he's not a Muslim. Now, is that not what you just said?
No. You're
it's not what you said.
Way.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Please explain to me what you said. Hey, Sanctified 9001, I see you. Sapphire 84, Free Thinker. Hey, thanks for joining. All the other guests in the chat room. I'm listening.
Okay, I'm pulling up here.
Hey, y'all, we having a great conversation here. Now, today is Open Mic Monday, and right now we're talking about some of everything, abortion, the president, past administration, 9/11. Hey, we just got a great conversation going on. So if you want to join in, no problem, 347-838-8622. Email me, ericletstalk@gmail.com, or you follow me on Twitter at DriftForLife62.
Hey, I'm on Twitter, too, if you want to follow me.
Oh, now you want me to follow you. Ah, okay. All right.
Yeah, I'm just an easygoing person.
Well, hold on. We got some bettas who want to join the conversation.
Okay.
Good afternoon. You're on Let's Talk. What's on your mind?
Hi there. I have a joke to share with you that you'd like.
A joke?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. Why are black people so fast? Because all the slow ones are in jail.
Okay. That wasn't funny.
Ha ha ha.
That wasn't funny.
It was funny. Do you know why black people are so good at basketball? Because all you have to do is run, shoot, and steal.
Well, guess what? You know why black people ain't gonna listen to that no more? Because I'm finna hang up with you. Say hello to Mr. Click.
Click.
All right. All
Thank
right.
You.
I don't know what the hell that was. That's right. Just going to get rid of that mess right there. I don't know what the hell wrong with him. You know what I tell you. Boy, I tell you. I don't know what the hell that was. That was not funny. Anyway.
It was not funny at all. In fact,
no.
I would be totally offended if I were you.
See, and go back to that, what, 57% I said earlier? 57? No, 56%. That's one of those 56% right there that we was talking about earlier today that has a problem with black folk. And remember that's how we start out the show, right? That's one of those 56%. And he actually thought that was funny.
Well, maybe. But how do you know he was the 56% and not the 49th percent?
You know. Wow. You know, that's just crazy.
It is.
Yeah. I mean, golly. But anyway, you found what you was looking for yet?
Well, I'm having trouble reading heck? And keeping up
okay.
with the
Hold up.
With the conversation here. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. You think I'm just full of crap, but I'm not.
No, I'm waiting for you to
Hey, okay, I'm looking at this article, trying to decide what I want to. I'm trying to go over it, see what important things.
Okay, hold on for a minute. Hold on. I'm finna make an announcement real fast. And,
go ahead.
And for you idiots out there that want to play today, today is not today. Okay. So go and find somebody else to play with because I'm not having it today. We got something serious going on, and we're going to continue. Now, if you want to go play, go and play on MySpace or something. Go and play in the street. Play in front of a bus. Huh? No, better yet, Go play in the ghetto since you got so much to say. All right. Anyway, what are you looking for?
Okay.
You found it? Okay.
Okay, this was in a mag. No, the name of the person, his last name is Gosnell, okay?
Uh-huh.
And he induced labor, forced the live birth of viable babies in the 6th, 7th, 8th month of pregnancy, and then killed those babies by cutting into the back of the neck with scissors and severing their spinal cords. There were bags and bottles holding aborted fetuses scattered throughout the building.
Wait. When was this done?
This was done in, hang on, I put my thumb down. Okay, this was in
2012.
The editor of the paper's name was Katie Pavlik.
Okay. And it was an abortion?
Let me see if I can get you a link here. Sure.
Okay. Anyway. But, hey, y'all, you're listening to Let's Talk on Blog Talk Radio. I got to go and pay some bills here for a moment while she's trying to find that. I'll be back in about a minute and a half. Don't go nowhere. I'm sure y'all going to be thinking y'all done thought of something else to talk about. I still don't want to talk, y'all. Come on, help me out. I told you if you ask me, I'll tell you why I want to talk. Come on, y'all. All right, see you in about 1.5 minutes. Don't go
Good
nowhere.
Music.
Hey, Colleen Fort Hood. Are you looking for some down-home smoked barbecue? Meat so tender it falls off the bone? If so, I have the perfect place for you. Tastes Like More Barbecue and Snack Bar, located at 1015 Adams Avenue, just 2 minutes from the Fort Hood East Gate. They're open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. The menu includes barbecue ribs, chicken, mouth-watering brisket, macaroni and cheese, potato salad, coleslaw, baked beans, collard greens, rice and beans. They also have red tea. They also have Kool-Aid. Yes, y'all, Kool-Aid, the red Kool-Aid, you hear me? Oh, yeah, and all the food is prepared daily. That's what I'm talking about. You have trouble getting off of work and going to sit down and eat, no problem. They take call-in orders. Just give them a call, 254-213-9660. Tastes Like More Barbecue and Snack Bar. Woo! Barbecue's so good, makes you want to come back for more. Check them out. All right. It tastes like more barbecue and snack bar. Almost caught me slipping there for a moment. Hey, check this out. If you're in the Clean Fort Hood area, hey, that's some good barbecue. He gives a 10% discount for military and college students, okay? Now, we're in the second hour of our show. This is Let's Talk on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Derek Jackson. If you want to join in the conversation, no problem. 347-838-8622. Email me, ericletstalk@gmail.com. Or you can join me in the chat room. You know, just sign into Facebook, MySpace, Instagram, whatever you got going on. And you join me, and we have a conversation in there also. You know, we start out this conversation with a survey, a poll that was done, you know, that actually showed that there is, let me get back to it here now, that there's slim U.S. majority has prejudice against blacks. So that's what we started the show out with. And so we have come all the way around to the president and abortion, and you know what? We finna move on. Unless somebody else has something else to say. You know.
You can move on.
Yeah, I mean, you've been looking for something for the last hour. You found it? Well, I got more for you. Don't go nowhere. I got more. I got more for you. Trust me. I got plenty more. So just stay there. We finna get into it. All right, in Alabama. How many of y'all from Alabama? But in Alabama, to vote on removing racist words from their constitution. See, I told you I had more for you, right? Voters in Alabama will decide next month whether to remove racist language from the state's 111-year-old constitution. Okay, and the ballot measure has drawn opposition from what might seem an unlikely group, black lawmakers. Okay, so now they're trying to take some words out, but the black lawmakers don't want it. Why is that? Let's see. I see who's on here now. All right, let's see. It's Amendment Number 4. They asked voters if they support deleting references to separate schools for white and black children and a poll tax. Okay, wording already invalidated long ago by the federal law. However, Republican senator says the changes are needed to help Alabama move beyond its history of racial segregation as the state completes globally for economic development. So, I mean, that's what's going on right there. However, some black legislators in the Alabama Education Association Teachers Union are urging voters to reject it because they fear removing the controversial language while leaving in wording that does not guarantee a free public education to school children could do more damage. In other words, they're saying it could lead to more support for vouchers and private schools while hurting efforts to increase funding for public schools. They just feel like it's a sleight of hand. They're trying to pull some trickery, y'all. They're trying to pull some trickery. So, with that being said, what do y'all think about that out there? Huh? Talk to me. What do you think about that, Tiro? Do you think that's a good thing that's going to remove the words or leave the words or what?
I had trouble hearing what you said because I just was pushing
something. Okay. Let's see what we got going on. Let's see what we got going on in the chat room.
This is the right thing.
Let's see.
Okay, the Washington Post reports that President Obama is running his reelection campaign as a culture warrior, trying to cast his opponents as extremists on such issues as abortion in the case of rape, requiring religious institutions to pay for contraceptions. Now, let me finish copying.
Now, I go, you know what? I go back to what I originally said, okay? I go back. You know what? If you notice during the whole campaign season, and especially the debates, you did not hear not one. They didn't talk about abortion that much, did they?
Well, not yet.
No, because that's a sensitive power kid. Now you got
very
you
sensitive.
Got, you got that guy down in Wisconsin or Wavis. He's talking about rape. A woman has the automatic way of defending rape or disposing of rape and just crazy things.
Okay, now listen to this, okay?
Uh-huh, I'm listening.
Okay. When Obama ran for president in 2008,
uh-huh.
he said that he supported states banning late-term abortion so long as the bans contained a strict exception.
Okay.
For the physical health of the mother. Days later, Obama modified his position, saying he also supported an exception for seriously clinically mental health diseases. Superior Court reporter Ian Crawford, I don't know if you've ever heard of him before, but he does a lot, noted at the time that Obama's position was starting because the exceptions Obama claimed to support were narrower than the Supreme Court's. That must be there. At first, he was saying that there had to be an emotional, psychological, you know, something to accept the abortions. But.
Oh, here's that almighty but. Go ahead. Go ahead with the but.
Okay. Obama in 2008. Endorsement of a late-term abortion bans also it appeared to be a conflict with the support for the Freedom of Choice Act. Obama corresponded the Freedom of Choice Act that would strike down restrictions on abortions in the state and federal level. The bill stated that abortions must be legal before viability for any reason, and that abortions must be legal until birth if the woman's health is at risk. The FOCA does not contain a definition of health. Therefore, anything an abortionist says is related to health is sufficient.
Now, see, no. Go ahead. I'm going to let you finish.
Okay, I'll just skip down to the important part then, okay?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I like you.
I like you too. Okay.
Yeah, I'm just making the show just liven up, aren't I?
Okay.
I'm making you liven up. Okay, so on down it says, okay, hang on here. Okay, anything ever says. Okay, I lost my place here. Hang on. Hang on.
Hey, I want to welcome everybody in the chat room. There's just new little arrive. Thank you for joining. You're listening to Let's Talk. I'm your host, Eric Jackson. Hey, you want to join in the conversation? Hey, just go on and join in. Type, go on and hit the chat room or give me a call, 347-838-8622. Hey, we got plenty of time.
During a 2003 press conference, Barack Obama indicated that he thought abortion should be legal in all situations, even late in pregnancy. And I have a video. Let me see if I can get a link to this video.
Okay, why are you trying to get the link to the video? Now, check this out. Okay, so... And when did 2000 and when? When did he say this? 2008?
Three was when he says that he was including late term abortions as okay.
Yeah. And that went as far as the health or the risk at the mother or the child. So yes, you would have to include it in that. See, and that's the word to it. Health or risk at the child. Now, you know, some people say, okay, you know, and like you say, there's no definite definition. But I'm sure if the doctor knows what a risk to the mother or child is, then yes, they have to actually take the child. So in that case, you cannot really say, you know, that's a bad thing.
Okay, I just gave you a link to a video.
Mm-hmm. I see the link.
I see the link.
I see it. You know, I'm sure somebody checking it out in the chat room. Y'all check that link out and let me know.
The title of it, Obama in 2003, I'm pro-choice, including late-term partial birth abortions.
Okay. He's pro-choice. He said it. Okay.
Including late-term partial birth abortions. Late-term, as in full-term.
Right. If risk to health or the health of the mother or the child.
Say that.
It did. You read it.
No, in this video, this is in 2003.
But regardless, you just said that with what you read earlier.
Yes.
So in that case, he would actually have to, he would actually, yeah, you have to say that.
Why does he have to say anything yet? I mean, doesn't he have a mind of his own? Can he say?
Well, yeah, that's what he was saying. I mean, okay. So let's say, so you rather have the mother up there giving, you know, like in old Western days, the mother giving birth and the baby come out and the mother die, or vice versa, both of them die.
Well, I guess then the topic should be, how do we teach these women to take birth control? Or how do we teach these men to keep their...
Now see, there you go. You done switched the whole thing all over again. You done switched it.
Isn't that what the game's about? I mean, it's all over. I mean, it just changes constantly.
Yeah, so you done switched it all up again.
But I'm not switching it according
See,
to race.
Now, going back to what I said earlier, if that case, teach the women how to use contraceptives, in that case, just stop them from having the babies if they can't take care of them.
Well, that means you'd have to monitor who's going to have sex and who's not. And I don't think that's going to work.
You know what? China does it.
No, China just doesn't allow them to have children. I mean, they'll kill them off, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
care? And do we want those people coming over here and being president of our United States?
Well, you already said we don't have an American in office, so, I mean, what does it matter? We might as well go ahead and do it, right?
No, we shouldn't.
Well, if we don't have an American in office, then yes, we should.
No. See, now you're changing things up here.
No, I'm just giving you a point of view of what you're saying.
No, you're changing things up here now.
No, I am not. Hey, Gracious,
no,
I see
you
there.
Yes, you are. Has anybody in the chat room watched that video yet?
Look, it's like this. You know, he's pro-choice. That's no problem with that. You know, George Bush was what? What was George Bush? Anti-abortion? What is Mitt Romney? Do anybody know that much?
No, I don't know too much about Mitt Romney
Exactly. Say that again.
I said I don't know much, and I'm being honest. See, I'm
That's
not.
That's right. Nobody knows hell what Mitt Romney
is. I've been doing so much research on Obama.
See?
I haven't had time, but see, I still have.
Hold on. We got somebody else want to join the conversation.
Who's up now? Please don't let it be
Good
somebody
afternoon.
Else.
Like. You're on Let's Talk. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I just thought I'd chime in a little bit. I done
Go
heard
ahead.
This so much that was it saying that some about the president ain't an American? You know. That's so silly. Let me show you how silly it is. What is the definition? What is the core definition of an American?
Born in America. Shoot.
So that's what I'm saying. So what is this issue of the president is not an American?
The issue is that he lied about it. And if he's going to lie about something that simple, then what's going to make him not lie about things that are very, very important?
What did he lie about?
He lied about his birth certificate, and he didn't want to show his birth certificate.
What did he lie about his birth certificate? What's the lie on his birth certificate?
If he didn't show it, and he made such a big...
What's the lie?
He lied about showing his real birth certificate. He also lied about where he went to school.
Wait a minute. But you see, you can walk this down. You see how she's not even telling you what he lied about? What is the lie?
The lie is that he is not an American-born citizen. He was from somewhere else. The lie is that he has hid a whole bunch of things. The lie is that he promised to take our debt down, and he actually has brought it up more. But he keeps saying, no. I've helped it.
Wait. You just went totally a whole different way.
You went to running. But watch this. Hey, name me one. Well, in that case, if lying makes him not an American, then I'm gonna line up mostly everybody over here and all of the presidents and say they ain't American. If lying makes him not a president, which one of the presidents would you keep?
Now you're changing it up.
You said lying makes him not an American. Are you changing that now?
Say that.
Okay. What?
Okay, hang on.
God.
Okay. Now, you got to, why are you looking for that? You say he can raise the debt. What was he supposed to do? He inherited two wars, a bunch of companies over there. How you think they was getting paid? Huh?
Okay, hang on.
How do you think? So, you mean, you know, everybody's saying, well, he did this. Well, look what he came in office dealing with.
Look,
everybody don't
want
to talk about that.
Here's the other thing here. They make it seem like the debt is something that Obama took out the cupboard and baked like it's a cake. And like
know,
he had
right?
the ability to, it's a cake that you bake, and he did it. What's wrong with these people, man? Every president in the history has risen the debt. every president has done a stimulus program. All of them. So
see,
now,
and,
all of a sudden,
but not all
the
of them
prop,
has.
And see, here's the thing about that. You
my
have
gosh.
To realize,
okay, I have to say something.
If women, let me say something at my show.
Because I'm getting mad.
Okay, well you sit there and relax for a moment and calm down, all right? And I told you it's my day now. Don't get started. It's my day.
It's just somebody that's saying things in the chat room saying that I am a racist.
Well, I mean, the show is called Let's Talk, so.
You know what?
The way you're talking, it kind of sounds like it, to be honest with you. But what I want to say is.
I'm married to a black man, okay?
What I've been talking about, huh?
Uh-huh.
Go ahead, say what you got to say. You maybe forgive what I was going to say now. Go ahead.
She said she's married to a black man. She can still be a racist.
You know what? Most of them, you know what? I'm going to tell you. And I'm not saying you in particular, but most people who say stuff like that, yeah, they right there
they
on the
fence. They can be racist.
Yeah.
You can just like black penis.
You know, that's like me. That,
oh, now, wait a minute. Wait a minute.
That's
now,
like me,
see, now
you know,
you're
that's
getting,
like me saying. Look, that's like me saying,
now,
huh?
Now you're getting
No, we ain't gonna go that way.
Yes, that's right.
We ain't gonna go that.
We're not gonna go that way because I won't be talked to like that.
Well, Tiro,
because I am a lady, first of all, and I'm not a racist because a lot of my best friends are black and red and yellow. And whatever color. And this person in the chat room, do you see what she's writing?
Yeah, I see.
Okay, and you want to kick that other guy out because he was saying black jokes?
Well,
and you don't want to kick this person out? Because
no, because
he's
they're
attacking my character.
They are not saying anything harmful. No,
okay,
instead of, now you get on. You come on here. You come on this show and you say, "Well, I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about the other guy I kicked out. You know, he was being vulgar, just downright nasty. He have nothing to contribute to the conversation. So yes, I kicked him out.
And you were being vulgar just a minute ago.
Who
me?
No, I wasn't being vulgar.
Yeah, you said something about me liking a certain color or something.
No, that was me. I apologize, but that's a matter of fact. That I don't. That's a grown-up conversation. This grown. You could just like black penis. I mean, what's so vulgar about that?
Well, that might be grown-up talk to you.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
But that's not grown-up talk to me as a lady.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Let's get back on topic here.
Okay, are we cool on that?
Yes.
Yeah,
I apologize.
Cool on that. All right, now, let's get back to what you was talking about. Now, what was your point you was trying to prove?
Well, to tell you the truth right now, I'm just a little... Okay, the things that I'm trying to prove is that, for one, the biggest thing that I don't like is Obama's view on abortions and his view of taking God out of everything in our country when that's what our country was based on.
What?
That it is what it is. Well, I don't like what it is, and I have the right to say what I like and what I don't like.
Wait a minute. Before you go to the chat room, let's go back to he taking... How is he taking God out of the how is he doing that? Please explain this to me.
That started a long time ago, but he's still promoting
it. No, say it again.
As a president.
No. Go back. Say what you said a minute ago.
Okay.
That started when?
We have tried, and it didn't just start with him. It started with people before him. But,
okay.
But he still promotes that.
What are you saying that he has control over about putting God back in everything? What is he?
Okay, we should still have a right if we want to say prayer in the classroom, as a citizen. We should still have a right. If they all have a right to kill babies and to do all things that they want, then we as Christians should have the right to do what we want to do too.
Well, that's why you have Christian schools.
Yeah, and that's only for the rich.
Oh, it's only for the rich.
No, Christian schools.
Oh,
I couldn't afford a Christian school. That's a private school. Can you afford it?
They're not only for the rich. Actually,
what?
One of my sons.
Well, but could you afford a private school?
She's got to come up with some, you know, some clear cut.
Yeah. Well, I can afford a private school.
Well, I could.
But I only have one child though, so.
But
anyway, let's get back to what you're talking about now. If I remember correctly, when this was done, regardless of who started it, it still had to be approved by the state legislature. I think that was something that went through the states. So the state's the one who approved that, if I'm not mistaken.
Now, yeah, where did Obama get this unilateral power from, that's wielding power over the everything and all of the
because
process?
He's the president of the United States.
If
he says, let's go bomb such and such, he has the right to do that, and we will do that.
Well, now that's totally different from saying him getting on the mic and saying, hey, matter of fact, y'all pull God out of everything. What kind of talk is that?
I don't know what kind of talk you're talking about, because evidently you have not heard the whole show.
You just said Obama is pulling God out of everything. You
said
that.
He's promoting it.
Promoting what?
Does she have the nerve to call in and voice her opinion on the topic at hand? Thank you, Teresa. I appreciate that.
Oh, man.
See, it takes a lot of nerve to call in a show like this and state your opinion. And it's supposed to be open mic. So, oh, my gosh.
It's open mic.
Oh,
so,
yeah,
go ahead.
But that doesn't mean that you have the right to, you know, go over the bounds and you know,
okay.
You've not proved anything to me.
Hello,
You've not shown proof of everything that you are saying.
I haven't shown proof. I'm using what you say.
Now you're switching it all up again.
I am using what you say as proof.
You're switching it all up again, changing the topic.
No,
yeah.
I am not.
Yes.
I am not. I am using what
you
say as proof.
You know what? We're not going to agree on anything, so it's just better if I hang up because...
No, don't hang up. No,
the chat room is getting kind of, out of hand.
No. Well, you on the phone, so that's in the chat room. You on the phone.
Yeah, but everything I say, the chat room hears, and...
I mean, you see... This show is called Let's Talk, okay? So state what you got to say.
I've stated many times what I had to say.
Okay, and then we rebutted what you said.
Mm-hmm. But
right?
You have not proved anything. I mean, you have wanted me to prove every point that I've said, but yet you have not proven anything that you have said.
Okay, I'll prove it. I'll prove.
Okay.
I didn't make a point. I was just listening to you. And I was trying to understand what it was
you were
trying to say.
You've made lots of points. You've made lots of points.
No, I was rebutting what you said. For instance, you said Obama is promoting taking God out of. You said Obama is promoting taking God out of everything. Now, if you want somebody to understand your viewpoint, you should be ready to explain that. And when I ask you to explain that, that's when we get the jibber jabbers.
So, which person am I talking to now? Because you both kind of sound alike, and I can't tell.
We look alike, too.
I have no idea. In fact, I don't even know what you look like. I was just given the link to the show to come into, because I will always call in.
Mm-hmm. Well,
but isn't that true?
You're talking to the other caller.
On purpose, Teresa.
Can I say something?
The link, and I came.
Yeah, go ahead.
I think to me, there's not much difference between, Barack Obama and Romney in this sense. Neither one of them determines the direction of the country. That is determined by interest groups, and the interest groups, you can find them inside of the parties.
But then why do we have a president?
That's a good question.
Huh? Say what?
Then why do we even have a president if he's not going to make the decisions
because
for our country?
It is because it's parts of a check and balance system.
Right.
But one group checks, supposed to check the other.
Then what
or
is the
would,
role
or,
of a president
or,
then?
Or we would, no. Or we would actually have something going on like dictators and stuff like you have overseas. So that's the purpose of having a president, a Congress, a Senate, and Supreme Court. That's why it's broken down like that. It's a check and balance system.
And the thing about, if you look at it, they did a special on CNN about, you know, the people say, oh, Obama lied about reducing the deficit and this and this and this and this. CNN did a special on the president, like the last 10 presidents, 10 or 15 presidents, on all of their platforms, what they said they was going to do when they got in, all of them, check my words now, all of them were only able to do maybe a couple other things. None of them were able to do everything that they said. Not one.
Okay, then I do seriously have a question then.
Okay, what's your question?
Then what is the role of our president? Is he just up there reading what everybody else wants him to read? Or
I think he's a figure, if you're asking me. I think he's a figurehead.
Of what and for what?
He's just a, okay. It's almost like I'm trying to find the host can go ahead and talk. I'm gonna see and thinking I can find the right example to explain what I mean when I say figurehead.
Okay, now like I said before, it's like a check and balance system. Okay, the president has several options when a bill arrives on his desk from Congress. Thank you, Teresa. If he agrees with the bill, then it is signed into law within 10 days of receipt. If the president opposes the bill, he can veto it and return the legislation to Congress. Okay? It's basically, he's the top man, but he's not the top man.
Right.
You know, he can only make so many decisions without Congress. I mean, it's a check and balance. It's like the quarterback, the head coach, and let's see, who else can I put it? I know you know football. Congress with a veto message offering suggested changes. President must approve all of a bill or none of it.
See, the reason it is complicated like that is because of this. Like the difference between like a CEO, like of a corporation, is what the CEO does not have is, you know, the Congress and the Senate behind them pushing agendas that are not necessarily the CEO's agenda.
The board of directors.
And having the power to push other agendas and the agendas of their interest groups. So that's why it is not a clear definition of what exactly the power the president has or don't have. I think that is a gray area.
Well, that's kind of scary. That's a gray area.
Well, look,
if you look
the
at
one,
the lobbyists and stuff, I mean,
he's the ones. He is the one who make the hard decisions. Whether, you know, when it comes down to it, he's the man who make the decisions. Whatever happens, you know, he's the one everybody look up to make the hard decisions. He is the commander in chief. He's over the military. So if anybody got to go to war, he's the one who says it. Now he has to. He's supposed to get approval through the Senate and the Congress. Now, that's what's supposed to happen. But it's not necessarily that he needs it. You know, but that's a whole different thing. But he is totally, he's the head of everything. He is the head man. He's the boss. The president, as head of a political party and a principal executive officer of the United States government, his primary position to influence public opinion, thereby to influence the course of legislation in Congress. Well, we know that's not happening.
You see.
And, of course, you know, and Tiro, I really have enjoyed this conversation, but I go back to, like I stated earlier, you know, with those, when I opened up with, you know, about the percentage of people, you know, got that has problems with black folk. You know, I don't see where, you know, what's going on in Congress and all that. It can't be. I mean, we can say it's not racist, but it has racist written all over it. Of course, that's my opinion. What do you think about that? Think about it now.
Okay, I don't think I agree.
Okay.
I think that if people, most people who are really considering voting, you know.
Well, have you voted already?
No, I have not.
Okay.
I like the thrill of going, you know, the people are there and, you know, I like that. I like, you know, how many people are there, how many people really care about our country and what's going on and, you know. But I have to tell you, last time I went to vote, I was going to vote for Obama. And it had nothing to do with his color because I'm not black, I'm white.
Well, you know what? That's a good thing, and that's what I encourage everybody to do. Don't vote for him because he's black. Vote for him for what he stands for. You know, do your research. No, don't vote for him for his black. But in the same token, don't oppose him because he's black either. Don't hold him up because he's black.
But I think a lot of people did vote for him because he was black.
Well
okay.
But I don't think that was right. You know, I don't agree with that. At all. You know, I think we have to vote because we believe in something and believe what he's going to do for our country. And I don't think that he's done the things that he said he was going to do.
Well, here's one of the things I think particularly whites don't understand about the first Obama's first term and him being elected. You got to remember this now. Blacks saw that. Now, we're not talking about whether it was right, wrong, or smart the way that they viewed it, but it has something to do with our history here in this country. They saw the electing of a black president as us being able to stick our finger in the eye of white folk. Now, finally, we did it. Y'all said we can't be all of that history, all that emotion, all of that. That's been pent up in black folk. Now, to me, just having a black president don't mean nothing's going to get better, but you got to consider the history that we've had with this country. And you can just talk. Look at the people when they put the mic on him after he was elected, crying, folk crying, saying, well, what do you think? We finally did it. See, what does that mean? It has nothing to do with policy. The majority of people, we did it. We did it. We finally made it. Now, most people don't even understand why blacks were saying that. So that's why a lot of blacks did vote for him, because he was black. Again, I'm not saying that was smart or intelligent or none of that, but you got to consider that.
But it was racist.
Of course. Wait a minute. Of course it was. This was a time where we felt like we finally can stick our finger in the white folks' eye because of everything they've done to us.
Look, it's like we reached the mountaintop.
Right. We think we did right, but that's
yeah,
right.
We thought we reached the mountaintop.
Right.
We had made it to the promised land.
We were right.
So that's what that was about.
Yep.
Now, that's what some of them did. Now, everybody didn't do that, but a lot of them, you're right. And again, a lot of them will do the same thing again now.
And they even talked to some whites. A lot of whites said they did because they thought this would help race relations and this would push us to another level. And a lot of whites even said, hey, it's about time, you know, maybe this, you know, move the racial thing forward. And a lot of them said they did too. That was their main reason for voting for him, because he was black.
Yeah. But then why do you want to say that and then turn around and say that we're all racist?
Who said that? I don't think I said that.
Who said that?
Yeah.
I think
who you talking to?
Very early on today.
They were racist?
That we were racist. Yeah. That's what this whole show has been about, is been about being racist.
Okay. Well, we got some conversation going on here in the chat room. Let's see. The people we should be looking out for now is the Hispanics. They are overpowering the blacks. We have to remember that blacks are a contributing factor to building. You know what, gracious one? I'll be honest with you. That was the case. It really was. Hispanics, yeah. If you notice, during this whole election period, that's who they basically been going after, the Hispanics. Now, as far as contributing, blacks aren't contributing much of nothing anymore.
Right.
I mean, let's be honest about it. Because we hit a wall, and all of a sudden we just started going backwards.
Right.
I mean, let's just be true on that one. So, you know, we were a contributing factor at one time, you know, but that's been long ago, very long ago.
Well, Dr. Claude Anderson, and you're absolutely right, Eric, Dr. Claude Anderson in his book, Black Labor, White Wealth, and I think Powernomics as well, he had predicted probably about 5 or 6 years ago that blacks would, in fact, be a permanent underclass in the year of 2012. And he laid out the research and the history of where blacks have been, the good, the bad, the ugly, you know, over the last 50, 60 years. So, you know, you really can see this crescendo down for, you know, the plight of the black community. And the scary thing is, I don't even know if it could be stopped at this time.
No, we definitely on a free flow.
Yeah,
I don't know why. No, too many F's in there. Yeah, I mean, you know.
He's talking like me.
You know, until we decide to get our stuff together, it's just gonna be. It's not. We're not gonna be there. You know,
okay,
you have
that is the best statement you've made all day.
Excuse me?
Because it's about us learning and trying to find out, researching what the candidates, not just in the presidential race, but even in our own cities, you know, everywhere. We need to be more concerned about learning about what they believe in than, okay, I'm just going to vote because I'm Democrat or Republican. Because people still do vote that way because of the way that they were raised, instead of about who is the best person. But I don't know too many people who really do that.
Well, that's I mean, and as I know, I've done a couple of shows on voting, you know, and that's what I say. Don't, you know, even if you've been a Democrat forever, you've been a Republican forever, vote for who you think is the best for the job. You know, I'm personally on mine. Mine says MPA, which means no party affiliation. I just vote for who is the best person. I feel is the best person. That's how I vote. You know, actually my absentee ballot has been sent in already. So I voted already. You know?
Well, I think that's the best.
What'd you vote for?
I can't tell you that now.
I think that's the best. But you know what, Eric, man? I mean, we got to quit fooling ourselves. When you understand politics, actually voting is the end of the process before the cycle starts again. Before voting, you're supposed to have a national agenda, particularly with the black. I'm talking about the black community now. What's the black national agenda?
The voting comes
at the end.
Yeah.
After you've developed an agenda, what the steps going to be getting there? Is it this going to be done at the state level, the federal level? Who have we talked to? Who have endorsed it? Who said they won't endorse it? Who's going to endorse this? And then you vote. Now, when did we do all of that?
Never.
So not good grief.
Mm-mm. No. Nope. And, well, you know, like I said before, because, and I did a show on this one too, we are not important anymore. Let's be honest. We don't have the financial backing. We don't have the money for the lobbyists to go up there and support things we want to do. We don't. You know, and it's all about money. It's all about money. And in our neighborhoods, we don't even have our own, basically our own businesses in our own neighborhood. You know, if you look at the stores, and I'm sure in some of your neighborhood too, you know, you see Indian or Korean, but how many African Americans you see owning a business in your neighborhood? In our, you know?
I know.
So,
well,
financially.
Especially where I live. You know, when I grew up, we had no blacks in our town where we lived.
Oh.
So, you didn't have any?
None.
Where was that at?
In Indiana.
Oh.
Okay. When I would go, like, to church camp and places like that, I found, you know, y'all not any different than us. It's your skin's darker. You know, you are a person that has a mind, has, you know, the only difference is the color of our skin, and we shouldn't make that our sole reason to do anything or to think anything.
No, at this point, though, what's your name, Liz? At this point, I think that is absolutely the wrong approach because from an individual perspective, you're right. We're all humans. I don't think anybody would question that. So nobody questions that. But we're not talking about individuals. We're talking about culture. When you're talking about culture, you're talking about groups of people that group themselves together for certain things. Now, we ain't no need us fooling ourselves. Everybody sees color. Everybody organizes themselves with their family, their extended family, their friends, their relatives, their acquaintances, see? And it just so happened those things are racially based. If you organize yourself according to those things, then your politics will probably match. If your politics match, that means you have an interest group. If you have an interest group, that means you take your interest to the government. You see? So now to double back and say, let's throw all that out the window and say we're one.
No, I'm speaking for myself, not anybody else. When I say I don't see color, I don't see color.
Yeah.
I just see another human being.
Outstanding. Okay, let me ask you a question. You know, because you said you didn't have any blacks in where you grew up. So how did you end up marrying a black man?
But we're not actually married.
Oh, okay.
Oh, God.
All right.
That
okay.
Would be nice.
Hey, Charlotte. It's been a long time since I've seen
you. And
you
know why?
Hmm?
I'm not still on here.
Yeah, well, you still on here? Go ahead.
Okay. You know, to me, it's not about the color. It's about the character.
Okay.
And a person's character is so much more important than their color. And that's why I say, I see no color.
Okay. Well,
you can laugh about that all you want.
No, no, I'm not laughing about that. What I'm laughing about, your statement, I understand what your statement said. That's what your statement said. But what I'm talking about is this 56%. 56%. That's looking at nothing but color. And
where,
that's what a black.
6%
at? Hold on. You know what? I'm going to put the link right there in the chat room for you so you can go and check it out yourself. Huh?
I got here kind of late, so I didn't see that link. I'm sorry.
Oh, it's okay.
I apologize.
Problem. Oh, it's no problem. Don't apologize. That's why I keep the links around. But, yeah.
But we misunderstood this concept of racism he's so bad, man, because like Dr. Amos Wilson, we've bought into this narrative that racism is something negative. Where do we get that from? We understand hate, right? somebody hating somebody for the color of their skin, but that's just hate. Racism is nothing but about associations, relationships. Race is an extension of family. Walk it backwards. So how did that become somebody having affinity for their race being something negative? When did that happen?
That's a good point. Something
That's
I don't
a very
think.
Good point.
Okay.
Wait a minute.
Uh-oh.
Did we already agree on something? Oh my gosh. This needs to go down in history.
You're right. We all agreed on something. Oh, wow.
Hooray.
All right, y'all. I'm going to give you each of y'all, 2 minutes apiece to say your final saying. 2 minutes apiece. Okay, we're going to start with the lady. Go ahead, lady.
Lady. Okay.
Go ahead, Tiro.
My name's Tiro. And my whole belief system is my belief in God. And my belief in God tells me that I'm to love my neighbor as myself. And that doesn't mean, that means any color, race, creed, I don't care if you're an alien. Hello? I'm to love everyone because that's what God has told me to do. And I don't care if, I don't care what other people think. I don't care what they say. It's just that I want the best person possible to run our country. And, I can say my mind, I can say my piece. Doesn't mean that everybody has to agree with me because we all have our right to our opinions. But let's remember that it is our opinions and not always the, what is exactly the truth in the broad scale, if that makes any sense.
Okay, makes sense to me.
Yep.
All right.
Yeah.
Well,
next.
269. Well, I'm gonna say, the election is coming up. Somebody's gonna win, but I think for black folk, in particular, I think we've got a lot of work to do that really has very little to do with who is the president of the United States. I think we are closely becoming a permanent underclass, and I think our strategies as a group has to be based on that. And I think the politics has very little to do with us being able to get out of the hole that we're going to find ourselves in. So I think we got some real hard work ahead of us as a community. And I think it's a big mistake, a fatal mistake, for us to refuse to look at ourselves as a group and just try to mesh in with we just all Americans. I think that's a fatal mistake in the future.
Whoa.
Next.
Hey, next. This is my show. I do get the last say.
Your turn.
Hey, look. Just, I want to thank T-Ro and my man 269 out of Michigan. I'm going to get your name right, man, because you call in every day. I got bad memory. But it's okay. I got you. Hey, remember I was telling y'all earlier, man, I say, well, I ain't want to talk today. And y'all supposed to help me talk, but it's okay. But nobody asked the magic question, so I ain't going to tell y'all why I ain't want to talk, man. But
is it your birthday?
As you can see. Huh?
Is it your birthday? Is it the magic?
Who said that? Who said that?
Is it your birthday?
Yes, it's my birthday. Who said that?
T-Ro. Is that the magic question?
That was the magic question.
Woo! I was going to say that a long time ago, but we got into other things.
But, as we can see, the subject of racism and you know, I see why the poll turned out the way it did, because it's still something we need to work on in this country. Now, you know, I come to the thing, it's not going anywhere. It's not. You know, can we curtail it, get it down to whatever? I doubt that, seriously. You know, but we can only try. You know, we only try. And that's all it takes. Just trying. Eventually, we'll get it accomplished. We may not be here to see it, but hopefully we'll get it accomplished. You know what I mean? Now, once again, before we get out of here, I want to thank y'all for joining me today on Let's Talk. And we want to definitely send our prayers out to the people on the East Coast that's got to deal with that hurricane right now, because that is nothing nice that they're going through, and they haven't even got to the brunt of the storm yet. So let's keep them in our prayers. Also, y'all know I got to play my barbecue commercial, right? I have to play it at least twice a day now. So let me get the barbecue commercial up, and I'll come back with my final rant and rave. See you in a minute and a half.
Hey, Colleen Fort Hood, are you looking for some down-home smoked barbecue? Meat so tender it falls off the bone? If so, I have the perfect place for you. Tastes Like More Barbecue and Snack Bar, located at 1015 Adams Avenue, just 2 minutes from the Fort Hood East Gate. They're open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. The menu includes barbecue ribs, chicken, mouth-watering brisket, macaroni and cheese, potato salad, coleslaw, baked beans, collard greens, rice and beans. They also have regular tea. They also have Kool-Aid. Yes, y'all, Kool-Aid, the red Kool-Aid. You hear me? Oh, yeah, and all the food is prepared daily. That's what I'm talking about. You have trouble getting off of work and going to sit down and eat, no problem. They take calling orders. Just give them a call, 254-213-9660. Tastes Like More Barbecue and Snack Bar. Woo! Barbecue so good, makes you want to come back for more. Check them out.
All right, all right, all right. We back for the last 2 minutes, y'all. Hey, you know, I always say this, and at the end of my shows now, because I really do mean it. You know, when you go home at night, you go home in the afternoon, you get off from work. Hey, what you do is make sure you find that someone special. Give them a hug. Give them a kiss. No, tell them you love them. You appreciate them. Because you never know when they're not going to be around. You know, I want to thank everybody who participated on the show today. Hey, Charlotte, good to see you back. Hope you come in tomorrow. Gracious One, thank you, Sapphire. T-Row, On Purpose, Teresa. Miss Lewis, I don't see you there anymore, but thanks. And my boy out of Michigan, hey, I want to thank y'all for a great show. Hey, but guess what, y'all? I got an even better show tomorrow, and it's going to be on domestic violence, okay? But it's not what you think. It's going to be on about the men getting beat up. That's right. So join me here tomorrow at the same time, 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, and we'll get going with that. Well, that's it. Once again, thank you for coming, and y'all have a wonderful day. Until tomorrow, I'm out of here. We'll be right back.